Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Black, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames and messieurs. It is Sunday, the 27th day of January in the year 2019, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your host, Sandra London of livinggrand.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. Playtime with Sandra Radio is available to you via Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, New Groove and Rhythm, a.k.a. Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called The Dead of Night, and it's by Psychedelic Pedestrian. Hi, good evening, everyone. I hope you all are doing well. I've been busy lately, like super busy, but I love my show. I want to do my show more than just once a week. I did miss last week. Excuse me for that. I'll probably do a makeup one for that during the middle of this coming week. And we'll be joining you again the next Sunday. Bueno. Anyways, for the next song, I will do Taxidermy by Kirstie. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Taxidermy by Kirstie.
They got straight to the point and moved me to the morgue. Down from the autopsy in the second floor. They called in a specialist named Jonathan Wright. If he couldn't do it, I'd be put out of sight. Let's bring it back to life. What you threw away.
Yeah, real shit, Durham nigga to the death for me. giving my all, the world can have whatever's left of me. Don't get involved, especially where they wave them texts like referees on community college. I kick knowledge with novelties, understand my plan of sufficient. Couple niggas got subtracted, part of the reason you seeing all the division. Do the math. You pay whole, I got it half. Bitches staring when he passed, I found stairs and came up fast. Saw that joy in my eyes, it's now pain. First they took Rio, then Nana was slain. What the fuck's really up? Niggas can't even hang without triggers banging. I'm sick, shit, quiet singing that sad song. Imagine you gotta walk around with that chrome even at home, cause niggas will kill you at home. Trying to find a light at the end of the tunnel. Before your blessings come, your whole life will crumble. And that's faith, as I take a step back, I wonder will I break or get things intact. There's things in my life I wanna say in my rap, but when you live in tribe, you don't gotta speak on that. Focus on the positive, make sure that I'm checked, depositing. Real shit, we acknowledging. Dropped out of college, rap shit was promising. But it's music business and lack of my interest. From now on, it's fuck you, I'm just acting so different. Keep your mouth closed, I'm like, fuck your opinions. The joke's on you, nigga, I'm just passing the riddles. Little dudes switching crews like shoes. Nice kicks. Tape after tape, I done dropped like six. I take you to the source station, 5 mic this. Lil' Henny, me and Rennie reminisce. Looked in her eyes, she was proud of a nigga. Stayed down, she was tough, but never doubted me, nigga. When I was faced with defeat, and rose to my feet. Bitter taste of failure made victory sweet. Look, that shit I mail you don't come cheap. Risking everything every week just to maintain my style and champagne. Coach K gave me game. Mama's only boy about to watch the sun rain. Pop's just proud his little nigga done things.
Thought my time was never coming. Bought a pair of J's, told my nigga that we run it. Nothing to be said, let's talk unless you done it. Y'all won awards, war ready if you gunning. Fuck bitches, all we do is fuck bitches. When I'm done fucking bitches, tell my nigga that I'm coming. 2 years, I done lost 2 homies. 3 months apart, what the fuck you want from me? Long live Rio with my nigga Nando. And your name stay fly till my flight is canceled. You can see the hunger in my eyes, dog. You can hear the hunger in my lines, bruh. All we got is Krenak and this rap shit. Couple dope lines and the ad-lib. Yeah, we floss hard, cause we ain't have shit. Money getting money, that's the force of habit. Mama named a boy, baby boy Cassius. And God brought him back, like Lazarus. I'm a similar nigga, big beard, high fade. You remember me, nigga? Tell a coward shoot me down, just a memory, nigga. Hope my niggas hold me down, don't forgive me, my nigga. My nigga. While the soldiers follow orders, sheep's led to the slaughter. Leave niggas wet up, not a single drop of water. The wolves do the chasing, Rubio can't assist you. Nope, don't got a role, still drove to the venue. Still made the playoffs, my game might offend you. Get thrown in the pen, cause I stabbed him with a pencil. Ain't no love lost, when he died, they won't avenge you. Eventually forget you, the world kinda tends to. Fucked around and I gave my all. Let my pride in the booth, took my faith on tour. Thought I won a couple battles, think I lost the war. When success leads, the pace is hard to take. Setbacks had to sit back, reevaluate. Is this low worth the wait? Pay my soul to take. What if I wait and never get what I deserve? Shit, that's life, eh? Another day, another verse. Had to persevere, fighting the urge to quit, commit my energy to her. Consist on how life was supposed to occur. My list was make money to splurge. My life, my game, throw balls in the curb. The mic was my lane and hit it out the park. Enticed with the fame, but better is a start. So with this, I proclaim I'm better off than y'all. Yeah. Yeah.
on the time I knew I was live. Did you get high? I was showing you the righteous look to step up, creeping up your stuff and says, another deal, bitch, real friends. Don't be pretending that will you learn? Will you learn? Will you burn? There come a day when the tides will turn and I one day the tides will turn and you will burn and die. We'll watch you burn for all of the shit you do with my back is turned. Burn.
Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. The songs you just heard were Taxidermy by Kersley, Tears of Joy by Swift the Baby, and Burn by Life Below Zero. Yes, what was I going to say? For those of you who may not be aware, I am like a true crime fan. As far as following different cases and mysterious disappearances, unexplained deaths, blah, 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 blah. It might seem morbid to some people, but to me it's interesting. Sorry, that was my dog. It's interesting to me to see when there is a resolution or a body is found, how that came about and what eluded a resolution for, you know, sometimes several years. So I like following stuff like that. And I just recently started watching, a few different true crime podcasts, and they're kind of interesting. But in general, I don't know, it's a guilty pleasure, an interesting hobby of mine. But yeah, I'm going to play a couple of songs, and then I'll play one of my erotic stories, and I may do a live story reading before the end of the show. We'll see. But anyways, just in general, just a couple of podcasts that I like were those of Danielle Holland, Bella Fiore, Lord Ann Arts, and Mind Shock. Those are pretty interesting, and they go over a pretty wide... No, puppy. No. Sorry. A wide variety of cases. So I will. I'm gonna play. Jeez, where'd you go? Chameleon by Shaolin Dove, and I'll be right back with you. The caller number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. 2333 Chameleon by Shaolin Dub.
Thank you.
Yesterday morning, or perhaps last night, Celeste will wake up dead. It'll take quite some time before she will take note of this. Celeste will have just ventured out the evening before with her best friend forever, Ashlyn Jameson, to seek out a new restaurant and bar, Le Colisée. Dave will not appear too excited about this, and Celeste will worry that he may be upset by the time upon which she returns. Especially if she should so happen to have spent far too much time catching up with her longtime friend, with whom she will have not seen in a little over an academic year. Ashlyn has been on a study abroad exchange of some sort, premised upon classical literature and ancient mythology, or something like this. Ashlyn's long-winded, bubbly digests are quite familiar to all. In fact, they register quite regularly
as a CC All expose to her steady circulation of friends, as well as the many more recent admirers she will have gathered along the way. Mykonos, Athens, Barcelona, Catalonia, as Ashlyn has never failed to educate her fellow feathered ilk. All this, and even more still, and yet always all the best parts divulged solely for Celeste's pervy perusal and private consumption. And so now, Celeste will be able to unearth even more, always more, about her darling girlfriend's heady endeavors and their lusty conclusion. For example, Tomas, the hunky, highly adroit Catalonian, with whom Ashley has only just memorialized a great escape to Venezia. A sweet but sordid escapade, culminating with tentative, then turbulent, finger-filled dalliances to the tune of the silent symphony on the muddy waters of a midnight gondola ride. A tasty bon appétit, indeed, for El Señor, fanned beneath her popularly peasant skirt, and how Ashlyn would squirm, reliving how she would try her best to ignore the rocking and swaying of that small floating apparatus so many millions of light years away from the crunchy granola of her more usual endives. Like Hendry's Beach off the Pacific coast, or a stolen moment of picnicking a la va-va-voom on checkered gingham blankets, or were they Freddy's Burgers napkins? Ashley will have developed a learned disdain for those comparatively milder throes of passion, long gone and tossed out to sea amid the persistent flow of tides along the edges of humanity. Celeste is more than willing to subsume this all the while, emptying recollections of fuzzy, fading remnants of her own times past, like losing her Bonchamp regimes to the Pacific coast in a newly naked embrace, her soaked front pockets bearing down, impeding resistance, reuniting with Donnie's t-shirt, there having become saddled with quarters, readied for a midnight sack of colorless bra and panty laundry, and Donnie's short sleeves. All this, and salute to the elements, yet little more than a mere pittance to Mother Nature herself. But no. Celeste will quickly return to the seedy seat of novelty, smack dab in front row, where things were a lot less pedestrian. You see, Ashlyn was a lady in Europe. That being so, it was only polite then to allow her beau, Tomas, to have a gander at her prized and pretty pink possession, and unthinkable to lie concealed indelicately beneath some nondescript fabric of commodity. Ah, yes. Celeste will be most eager to relish all of these naughty delicts abroad in real time, after all that she has devoured at length before her computer screen. Things were going to get real. Celeste will reach out, compelled by her quest to fully expose those secret treasures of abandon in concert, she hopes, with her longtime beau. She has lived for the date of this reunion, it seems, and a lustful remixing of the familiar, the widening of Ashlyn's complicit, dazzling, hazel-green eyes, her full breast thrusting forward out of habit as she embarks anew, weaving her delicious narrative to life. David will not know what hit him. Certainly, yes, Celeste has been yearning for this sort of gathering for much more than a fortnight. And now she wants to collect. Her attention will divert at moments upon the thought of Ashlyn's cheeks, which usually tend towards rosy when she is just about to spill the raciest of spoils. The impish dives of Ashlyn's heart-shaped head as she lowers her gaze mid-sentence. The corners of her girlfriend's lips when they curl conspiratorially. Their interchange will commingle, as they often do, laced with sheepish smirks of self-censorship and bouts of sheer, bemused embarrassment. false modesty will peel away as Ashlyn's hushed giggles tell all. Together, they will find it increasingly troublesome to fight back the tears of merriment. Time and again, they may attempt to stifle and compress Ashlyn's naughty narrative at irregular intervals, shielding themselves from spectators' wandering eyes and wondering ears. And, of course, the waiter will come near, making his proverbial rounds, mostly mid-bite, just like clockwork, just to see if everything's all right. And it will be. And so very much more than all right. Celeste will encroach progressively as the night waxes on, building upon each succulent recantation of her muse. Celeste will catalog all manner of happenstance this evening, hoping to unleash her very own brand of sex magic. Just this once, but precisely where and when she should. She will attempt to widen the circle, just for one, or, well, her party of one. The sweet, unassuming, ever so devoted David. Now, ordinarily, Celeste would have had no difficulty casting forth a reasonable reproduction of her notorious pal's far-flung charisma, but her rehearsals were largely confined to solitary pursuit. Mostly. Yet here, Celeste will assume certain studied positions on this once upon a night. It is a given that she will start out well enough. She will advance with all the more purpose between the unforeseen hours of this endless night. Celeste's impending desire will mount bit by bit, eager to rejoice, relive, and suddenly give rise to a fait accompli. She races full speed ahead, without regard for what could have otherwise resulted from certain derisive acts of jamais vu. Celeste will have hastened the destiny which stirs so immutably within, in spite of herself. By definition, Celeste had plenty of, well, practice, gleaned from that steady stream of salacious digest, awash with the magnetic agony, ecstasy, and octane-laden discourse which spawns over easy from Randy Wildchild, Ashlyn. Celeste has been au courant for such a very long time. More often than not, perhaps, this feverish intoxication could have topped off, occasioning itself to die a warm, slow, heady little death. Until this one night, her fantasies would have remained burrowed within the exclusive domain of private life, slipping through solely during hidden, unspecified stretches of time, shrouded within and beneath her stark white bedroom linen, finding their welcome respite peacefully atop Celeste's personal pleasure chamber. Normally, she would have flicked it out, pressing persistently with her tiny, finely tuned digits, until she stopped. However, this time around, not so much. On this other day or night, something else will have come to pass instead, and rather remarkably so. And all because, and perhaps only because, at the culmination of this very grand soirée and pleasure-filled reconnaissance, things really won't seem all that different. Not at first. And yet, after all this, somehow it all must cease to be. Because Celeste will wake up dead.
The end. And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. And I'm your hostess, Sandra London, of LiveAndGrind.com. You just heard Chameleon by Shaolin Dub. And... Favorite Secrets by Waylon, Electrical Love Machine by Daily Chaos Delivery, and my short form erotica, Celeste, written and published by yours truly, Sandra London, of LivingGrind.com. Yeah. Okay, what was I going to say? I was going to say something. 1 minute. This evening's radio episode of Playtime with Sandra was entitled For the Love of Lamp, because, I don't know, I really like the movie Anchorman, and you know that quote where the guy says, I love lamps, and also because Thomas Edison, on this very day, but in the year 1880, received a patent for his incandescent lamp. Woohoo! Yay! Alrighty, what do you call it? I'm sifting through some of my erotica. I don't believe I've ever read this short poem on the air before. I don't believe so. It's very short. It was published on livinggrind.com on Wednesday, the 25th of July in the year 2018. The title of that blog post was Getting You Over the Hump with Woody Wood Ducks, and it's called Wooden. How much wood should a wood not duck if a platypussy be deemed good? How much wood could a spurned brood wield if a churned coat had no hood? The end. If you are someone who keeps up with politics and you go back to July of 2008, that may be resonant with you. Who knows? Either way, let me give you a song and see if there's something else I can read before the end of the show. If not, I will do so next time live. That's a little bit longer. I'm thinking of Daniel and the Third Leg, but let me try and find it because I got to go back through a bunch of erotica. But in the meanwhile, let me give you. How about Subnautic by SPCZ? Lovely Time with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. You just heard, Wooden, which I just read aloud, and then Dubnautic by SPCZ, and I don't believe I'll have enough time to do Daniel and the Third Leg, but I have an alternative, which just so happens to work out quite coincidentally was written, or not so much written, but published on LivingGrind.com on this very day, but in the year 2015 on a Tuesday. And that's called The Pen. Well, and it's basically about the joys of automation, bureaucracy, and human machine learning and interaction. Anyways, The Pen by yours truly, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. Who needs a name? Annie Ways, the pen has one every day. Today, my name is Anthony Brown. That's what the computer says. Click OK. Tomorrow, I'm maybe one Charlie Drown, but I'll still need those pills. Cell 280-9783. Majestic plurals have slots to fill. Screw me once, shoot me twice. Front, back, allocate all that damage. Kali Scion, round here, Dolly, it's all the same. Coins are cabbage. Got cock, got cunt, gotcha chuck, you are colored. My word, ain't no thing changed. A person's to paper, to wit. Which? Witness? Wait, which savior? A hole's for ink dipping, no, dripping, Janny Doe. Join in and line up, you're a number, a true nomen nescio. No slipping, it's us, just ice, filing a filly. Single defile, la defendante. Keisha or Clotilde? Surname? Elegante, ne pepe la pute. Pants down, hands up, stand up, bear down. Man up, bitch, but don't clench, or I'll shoot. The end. The Pen, published on livinggrind.com on Tuesday, the 27th of January in the year 2015. And here you are. Let's do Cherry Moonshine by Tarlane.
Thank you. Merrily, 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 merrily,